I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Thaddeus McCotter of Michigan, of Detroit, is here. And I turn to the puzzling news. This is the Detroit news in these last hours. Michigan approaches weekly record for COVID-19 cases. Michigan on Saturday, these hours, added 5,530 new cases and 69 deaths as the state approaches the weekly case record set in November. Cases are nearing the weekly record of 50,892 cases set the week of November 15 to 21. The latest figures bring the state's total number of cases to 785,000 with 16,840 deaths. The state cases per 100,000 worse than Rhode Island, worse than New Jersey, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Governor Whitmer extended a mask requirement to children as young as 2 years old, that residents wear masks during gatherings under a new epidemic order unveiled Friday. That is, Michigan has had strict guidelines since the beginning of the pandemic. And yet, it appears that these strict guidelines are futile, and now the governor has extended the masking to two-year-olds. Does she have information that two-year-olds are the danger, that they're the cause of these positive? Does she have an explanation for why locking down the state for a year led to a spike in April?
I've not seen the science on this because the governor's not provided it, but I'm guessing that two-year-olds did not cause as many infections or deaths as putting infected people in with senior citizens in nursing homes like the governor did. So maybe, but again, we'll have to wait for the science on that, John. Look, if lockdowns work, Michigan wouldn't be where it is today. In fact, ironically, the governor is conceding that point because she's not locking down Michigan again. She's determined not to lock down Michigan again, because when you start to look at the consequences of the lockdown, one of the first things that jumps out at you is the fact the economy is one of the worst in the country due to the lockdowns. We've lost more businesses, and many of them are not coming back. And the governor's looking at re-election next year. She knows locking down the state again is going to lead to a horrific economy when she tries to run again. The domestic abuse is shooting through the roof in Michigan and across the country. I think it's up 1,000% or something. I don't quote me on that, but we know it's higher than it's ever been in recent memory. And these are just some of them. We got kids that can't go to school. We don't know the trauma that's going to lead for the children as we continue on. So when we're looking at the cost of the lockdowns, they haven't worked. The social consequences of them are already stark and are only going to be worse over time as they continue to manifest themselves. And even the governor, who was very pro-lockdown, including not letting you buy seeds to grow a garden in your backyard or in the early days, is not going to lock down Michigan again.
Thaddeus, Texas is open, Florida's open, Connecticut's open, for heaven's sakes. Connecticut, a blue state.
Yes.
The governor has no results for her year of guidance, no results. And I can't explain why Michigan should be in such bad shape, other than the fact that doing more of what she did for a year isn't going to result in a positive case. Masking two-year-olds seems futile. Seems like a desperate gambit. Is the governor given to acting desperate in public? Does she present a face of confidence, or is she overwhelmed?
Well, first, there have been results. We've seen thousands of businesses go under, dreams that are never going to come back again. When you look at this, John, we early on had talked about the fact that these elected officials, one of the reasons they love the lockdowns is it makes it look like they're doing something, whether it works or not. The same with the mask mandates. Masking two-year-olds makes it look like you're doing something. And I'm still waiting for the science to show why this is a good idea. Again, maybe we'll see it sooner or later. I'm not confident in that. But so it looks like, look, I'm doing something. But everybody knows it's not going to work. It's not going to solve the problem. But it makes it look like the governor's doing something, which tells me, John, the fact is that when you talk about Texas's numbers declining, when you look at how well Florida has done compared to New York, California, the other two most populous states, what you're starting to realize is the left is starting to understand the science is not on their side regarding this, and that the lockdowns didn't work. Eventually, we're going to find out that the mask mandates did not do all they were cracked up to do. And you're going to continue to see that the way to do this was the way that DeSantis in Florida did this and the way Abbott in Texas did this, not the way Cuomo did it in New York and not the way Wolf and Whitmer did it in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention director, the new director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, on Monday said the answer to Michigan's, quote, acute situation is not to surge additional doses of vaccine into Michigan, as Whitmer has requested, but rather to shut down the state and flatten the curve. The CDC is telling Michigan to shut down. Washington, the Biden administration, is saying you're finished. If you shut down your economy, Thaddeus, you're not coming back.
John, you and I have studied history. We studied history when one of the things that always became clear were people were always fighting the last war and people were dying because of it. What you're witnessing is the credentialed class has no answers and they're just going back to do something, and the CDC is telling us to lock down, even though the science tells us that will not work and that the societal consequences of locking down are going to be horrific. And yet that's all they have. I think, in fairness to Governor Whitmer, asking for more vaccines to be distributed and having her administration figure out ways to get them right to people, especially to people in the inner cities, is the right way to go, and the CDC is wrong. But the credentialed class is never in doubt and often wrong, but you'll never convince them of it.
The state's fully vaccinated population includes 60% of all seniors 65 years and older, 28% of people aged 50 to 64, 17% of people aged 40 to 49, 15% of people aged 30 to 39. None of this explains why Michigan is alarmingly going the wrong way. Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness. Also, he's Detroit. Also, he's Michigan. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.